There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
All righty. We got the stream up and running. As we always do, the first person that makes a comment on the stream gets a hello from me and Brian. I got to scroll up. Takes a minute. If you want to watch the stream, it is youtube.com/1067TheFanB. Who's your guest? Who got it today?
I don't know.
It's a new one, Landfill. Or at least it's new to me. Shout out to Chris Hemphill. However that's pronounced. Shout out to Chris. Good morning, Chris. Good morning, everybody in the stream. If you live under a rock and you're unaware of what today is, I will make you aware. It's NFL trade deadline day.
Yeah, that's it.
I don't know why they pushed it back to election day, but here we are.
They said they just want to show people they can take over every day.
I don't know if they'll take over this one. But as far as our show's concerned, they will.
Yes, 100%.
We're going to be monitoring all the trade stuff all day. It'll be interesting. Dallas has made a trade. They traded a fourth rounder for a second-year wide receiver that's never caught an NFL touchdown. Jonathan Mingo, if you're wondering about his name, plays for the Panthers. Certainly, you know, White Mike was just asking me, will they make a trade? Will they make a trade? I don't know, Mike. I don't know. I don't know that they have to. They're 7-2 right now. If the playoffs started today, they're the 2 seed in the NFC. Do you always want to get better? Absolutely. Dan Quinn talked about that. Mm-hmm. He was asked, you know, would you worry about messing up the chemistry? He's like, no, because our chemistry is built on competing. And if somebody new shows up, they got to compete too. I personally probably wouldn't do much offensively. I could see.
Offense looks real good.
And I think, especially if you look at some of the advanced numbers on separation, if you buy into that stuff, I still think Luke McCaffrey is going to end up mattering.
He had a shot at one the other day. Jane just couldn't get to him.
Right. Get B-Rob back. The line's performing pretty well. I think you'll get big. I think Big Luke will be healthy enough. Maybe not this week, but a week later, and then you've got your depth pieces. I wouldn't mess with much offensively. Defensively, every team in the NFL always wants more pass rushers. Period.
There's not all the time.
The 08 Giants that shocked the Patriots, whatever year that was, they would have wanted more pass rushers. Everybody always wants more pass rushers. Mm-hmm. There's never enough good corners in the NFL. It's a passing league. Corners generally get beat 60-70% of the time, so would you always want to add one? Hell yeah. But price tags matter too. Brian, we were talking earlier. There was a lot of good sports to watch last night, but nothing beat the Monday Night Football game.
Nah. Don't let Pat get the ball last, all I'm telling you.
He is.
Say what you wish about that team. They know how to close it out. And they did a damn good job of closing it last night.
And dude, it looked like he got hurt. He had to come off kind of limping on his ankle, came into the game with a beat up ankle. The Chiefs are just inevitable, dude.
Adrenaline does some good things for you, Jay.
Sure. Kelsey, remember he was washed? 14 catches for 100 yards last night. They just traded for DeAndre Hopkins.
And he's a man-child.
He openly said after the game that he doesn't know the offense that well. Honestly, Pat almost threw a pick late because Hopkins broke a different way than Patrick was expecting.
Yeah.
Hopkins finished that game 8-for-86 with 2 touchdowns.
But when he learns the offense, what the hell is going to happen?
Kareem Hunt, who I think was a free agent when they signed him, maybe he was on a practice squad. Kareem Hunt last night, really physical. 27 carries, 106 yards, and a touchdown. The Chiefs, the evolution of the Chiefs from Mahomes throwing 50 touchdowns and Tyreek Hill going for 2,000 yards to this rugged, defensive, awesome offensive line team is just, it's fascinating to watch. And I actually enjoy
seeing
a team evolve like that.
People worry about the wrong things. They were asking Pat about his numbers. He said, I give a damn about that. We're winning. That's all that matters. You win however you can. And that's what I mean. Like you get the analytics where you're trying to get perfection. The object is winning a damn game. And if you can't throw it at a certain level that day, you can run it, run it. If you can't run it, throw it. If your defense is killing the run, hey, do what you got to do. But the ultimate thing is it is not a one-trick shot.
Dude, if you look at Mahomes' numbers, the first year he started, remember he was shot out of a cannon that year. It threw for 50 touchdowns. He had over 5. Thank you very much, Chef. He had over 5,000 passing yards that year.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, they're 8-0. He's on track for 23 touchdowns and maybe 4,000 passing yards.
And guess what?
And they're 8-0.
If they keep going like they're going, listen, that's where I come from. Where I could care less what people tell me you're supposed to do. I care what you did to get the job done. And they do it. They find a way to get it done. And their defense has made it to where they don't have to score all those points anymore because the defense is good enough to go out there and stifle people.
Agreed.
Back in the day, they had to score all them points because their defense wasn't that damn good.
I know there's only one Mahomes, and I don't know where – if you're trying to do quarterback tiers or what. Baker has some dog in him too, though. Baker is a competitor.
Yeah.
I am happy to see Baker having success because I think Cleveland was just so screwed up and then his career took a bunch of turns and it seems like he's really settled in well in Tampa. He's got 23 touchdown passes through 9 games.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It was a breakdown before the game where Ryan Clark did. He has a lot of dog in him, but he has a lot of selfishness in him, too, where he go for the big one.
Sometimes too much.
Just make the damn play. Because he leads the league in touchdowns and he leads him in interceptions, too. Because he tries to make the big play too many times. Sometimes it's just that dump off it counts. Can't go 40, 50 down the field every time.
Yeah, I think he was really under control last night. But this game, if you want to look at the stats, it was an awesome Monday Night Football game. I hope everyone enjoyed it. Kansas City was 12 of 18 on third down. I mean, just they.
At one point,
do you know what
perfect.
Time of possession was?
What was it?
Now, granted, this got a little skewed because there's an overtime possession that they just. I mean, that overtime drive, I want to say it was like a 15-play drive in overtime, which just doesn't happen. 10 plays, 70 yards in overtime. They had a 15-play drive in the fourth quarter and a 12-play drive in the fourth quarter.
They had 4 touchdowns on third down.
How about, did you see the stat? Until last night, Mahomes had never thrown a touchdown in the fourth quarter of a tie game.
Yeah.
He's got 3 Super Bowls. That blew my mind. The thing we have to discuss here, I thought I was impressed by Baker, especially no Mike Evans, no Godwin. Sterling Shepard was running some pretty good routes, I thought, last night.
But you know what I wanted to look at, Jay?
They leaned on the tight end, Otten.
They say he had never thrown a touchdown in a fourth quarter of a tie game. Did they need a touchdown? What do they need? They need a field goal in most times? Because we know he's putting
in
position.
Or he gets it to the two and the running back. The Pacheco takes it.
Yeah, right. So he's done a lot. So some of these stats don't make much sense to me. Like, that's
just remarkable,
but I'm saying, it comes out and you go, oh, wow. But if he threw the ball down to the, like you said, the 2 yard line, they go in. If he set him up for a field goal, some of those stats are just a little bit wasted me.
What isn't wasted is that Tampa was very impressive to score a touchdown on a 2 minute drill. They went 10 plays, 81 yards, because they had a holding call in about a minute and a half.
Mm-hmm.
They score the touchdown. Two things happen. They get down to the 1 yard line, and Bowles calls a timeout with like 33 seconds. And you know you got Mahomes on the other side. You're at the one, dude. Like, odds are pretty good you're going to score. You could have held the timeout, maybe ran it. You have to score, so I'm never going to knock a team for scoring if they score fast. But at the same time, you didn't have to call that timeout right away. And then, B, it's 24-17 Chiefs. Tampa scores to make it 24-23. You know that it's Mahomes. You know that you're in Arrowhead. You know, especially at this point, you're giving him the ball back in 27 seconds. Mahomes scored in the AFC divisional round in 13 seconds.
19, 13, whatever it was.
Like, you know, are you, Brian Mitchell, going for two there? Trying to win the game right there. Take the lead right there.
More than likely, yeah. But I can also understand people that are like, look, man, go for it here. If we don't get it, we lose the game. And I guarantee if they went for it there and didn't get it, most of the nation would be like, why didn't they just kick the field goal getting overtime?
So here's where I land on this, because I think the going for two has gone too far. Like, I think Daboll going for two against the Skins on Sunday was overly aggressive. I think he went for the points too early. I know every analytics bro come at me because you're down 14 and you got a 52% chance rather than a 51% chance. I think game flow matters far more than your 52 versus 51. Mm-hmm. It's the same bleep when people try to make pressure to sack ratio a thing with Jaden Daniels because Drake May's pressure to sack ratio was 0.06 lower. Like, you can look at it as a ranking or you can look at the difference. You're talking 1 percentage point difference. Mm-hmm. It's not like that to me does not add up. That said, I would have done it there because, yes, if you don't get it, you lose. But if you go to overtime and Mahomes gets the ball, you probably lose that too.
See, that's the chance of it. You could have gotten the ball. You could have gone down and gotten it. So I can understand that point because they had just gone down the field and scored
in a minute and a half.
You know, they scored on them then. So I can understand, but that's what the analytics world is. You get to second guess everybody.
Based off the numbers, what you say. The second guessing predates analytics.
But it's even more today because then you start
Monday morning quarterback.
Start giving me a damn paper about what I should do. Football's not played on paper, baby.
Professor Landini, as the chief BS officer of the program, should Todd Bowles have gone for two there?
Yeah, definitely. I don't know why people keep doing the thing where they give Patrick Mahomes the ball and all he has to do is get a touchdown and they lose. Like, Mahomes, how many times have you seen a game where the Chiefs through three quarters are kind of playing like ass, and then Mahomes is like, oh, wait, I got to go out here and win this game. And they just are unstoppable from that moment forward.
I mean, in the third quarter, with 5 minutes to play in the third quarter, Tampa was up 17-10.
Yeah.
Like, the Chiefs were trailing by a touchdown in the third quarter, and they came back to win it in overtime. I think you can have your baseline analytical theory, you're down 14, always go for two, blah, 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 blah. I think you need a different set of numbers when you're playing Andy Reid, Travis Kelce, and Patrick Mahomes, and Chris Jones, and that defense, the way they're playing. Like, and you're on the road in Arrowhead. It's only going to get louder. It was raining. It's only going to get wetter, wet.
Once Kansas City won the toss, did you not see what's called
Baker?
Baker Mayfield's face?
Yeah, he was cooked.
You're like, damn.
They knew they were done.
He knew it, and all that came down to heads or tails. The flip of the coin. If it had gone the other way, I think Kansas City would have been a little worried too because Baker carved them up on his last drive. So if they had gotten it and went down and won the game, would the story be different? And I think it is, because the fact that Kansas City got the toss, that decided the game, more or less.
You could have made it so the toss never happened.
Yeah, you could have lost the game with the toss never happening.
They lost anyway.
They're trying to get themselves a chance.
They lost anyway.
But that's what I'm trying to say. Either you could win it or lose it, however you go. So they lost. I just think that one split decision doesn't mean every time in that situation you got to go or not.
I agree.
It comes down to what the feel of the – that Todd Bowles is sitting there saying, my guy just went down the field and scored on
them. They had a really good stop. When Mahomes got the ball with 27 seconds, they forced him to punt, which I wasn't – I thought the Chiefs would win it right there. So yeah. You wanted to lean on his defense.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.